In radio and television, it's RCA all the way. Sunday, the magic key. Greetings on this regular visit over your loudspeaker by the family of RCA, whose members include RCA Victor, RCA Laboratories, Radio Marine, RCA Communications, and the National Broadcasting Company. For this Sunday's Magic Key, these stars. Lorette Taylor, in scenes from her beloved romance, Peg of My Heart. Gay and melodic highlights from the Broadway revue, Mexicana, with Vicente Gomez, Tito Corral, the Castilla Brothers, and the Serenitas. Novelty music by Charles Magnanti and his accordion quartet, and Frank Black, conducting now the carefree lilt of Brahms' Hungarian Dance No. 6. When we think of Latin America, we think of music, of Spanish shawls and guitar, of tango, castanets, gay caballeros, and pretty senoritas. But we don't have to cross the Rio Grande to hear Latin America's own special music. Some of the artists you will enjoy on this program, Tito Corral, the Castilla Twins, and the Serenitas, are Victor Record artists who specialize in the rhythm of their native countries. You can enjoy their delightful interpretations on Victor Records whenever you please. A glance through the Victor General and Special catalogs will quickly reveal to you the Victor Library's exciting international flavor. Whatever kind of music you prefer, be it domestic or foreign, popular or classical, you're sure to find it on Victor Records. Ask your Victor Record dealer tomorrow for a copy of the Victor catalog listing the type of music which suits your particular taste. Music of Mexico, with dancing and laughter and song. Now on our stage, and colorful in the costumes of their country, the stars of the musical revue Mexicana, conducted by Paul Barron, sent to Broadway as official ambassadors of fun. They are living exponents of the art of entertainment in their native land. One of Mexico's oldest folk songs, Guadalajara. Two young ladies, Las Serenitas, cry in comic vein to the accompaniment of Los Huescas Trio. They say, I tried to make my sweetheart notice me, but alas, no luck.
Traigo pulidos deseos de decirte la verdad, porque es que cuando te veo voltear la cara para atrás, si lo haces porque soy fea, reclamo a mi papá. Guadalajara, 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 Guadalajara,
Guadalajara, Guadalajara.
Tienes el alma de provinciana, hueles a limpia rosa temprana, a verde jara fresca del río, son mis palomos tu caserío. Guadalajara, Guadalajara, sabes a pura tierra mojada. ¡Ya! Con la de siete cañutos, ¿qué me les das a los hombres que me los guardes tan brutos? Ay, Laguna de Chapala, tienes un cuento a la magia. Casos y de alboradas, de enamorada, noche lunada. Quieta Chapala es tu laguna, novia romántica como ninguna. Ay, y al pie de un verde limón le dije a mi amor estante, ya no siento mi colchón, lo que siento es mi petate. Te lo dejé en un rincón, pa' que otro me lo maltrate. Guadalajara.
The audience at the Revue Mexicana stops the show nightly with their applause for the great guitar virtuoso Vicente Gomez. He plays his own composition, Jota Aragonesa. Thank you. Mexican spotlight turns to the Castilla twins, the most popular vocal team in the land below the Rio Grande. They bring us natives' Mexican equivalent of swing, Limpia Botas, or Shoeshine Boy.
Soy el Limpia Bota, traigo crema blanca, traigo crema negra, traigo carmelita, soy el Limpia Bota. Si es que quiere que zapato quede limpio y con su brillo, hay que darle duro a trapo y meter bien el cepillo. El mejor procedimiento ese que inventó el panzón, pues le me dio un movimiento muy sabroso y retoso. Riquito, riquito, muévete muchacho, métele cepillo, ahora dale a trapo pa' que saque brillo. Bum, 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 sube, bum, 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 bum. Coge grasa y unta, dale un poco más, brótale la punta, dale brillo al trapo. Bum, 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 bum. Soy el Limpia Bota, traigo crema blanca, traigo crema negra, traigo carmelita, soy el Limpia Bota. Para limpiar el calzado hay que nacer en cubita, pues solo este movimiento se aprende de la rumbita. Hay quien dice que te ofende de la rumbita. Hay quien dice que te ofende de la rumbita. Hay quien dice que te ofende de la
rumbita. Turnal.
A través de las palmas que duermen tranquilas se arrulla la luna de plata en el mar tropical. Y mis brazos esperan sedientos un beso de ti. La noche un perfume de flores evoca tu aliento embriagante y el dulce beso de tu boca. Y mis labios esperan sedientos un beso de ti. Estás junto a mí, pero es mentira, es ilusión. Oh. Y así paso las horas y paso las noches pidiendo a la vida el milagro de estar junto a ti. Y tal vez ni siquiera en tus sueños te acuerdes de mí. Ah, ah.
Frank Black took hold of the simple study, Kreutzer's second violin etude, and rewrote it for orchestra in a manner as modern as tomorrow. Here it is under the title he gave it. Good morning, Mr. Kreutzer. ¶¶ Today's events will be history tomorrow. And once again, radio listeners are witnessing history in the making. The National Broadcasting Company sends its representatives to all points of the globe to bring you on-the-spot word pictures of today's headlines. Again, NBC is sparing no expense and is making every effort to give you every development of another first in history, the first visit of a king and queen of Great Britain to this continent. In Canada, and later in the United States, George Hicks, NBC's roving reporter, and a staff of announcers and engineers are covering every thrilling public appearance of the British royal couple in America. You can hear the voice of King George and of Queen Elizabeth. You can listen through your local NBC station to the greetings of America's leading men and women as they welcome the royal party. Don't miss today's history, today and every day.
Listen for the familiar NBC chimes, your signal for fine radio entertainment.
Those masterpieces for the organ composed by Bach have become beloved by Charles Magnanti, Victor recording artist and master of the accordion, that miniature organ. The Accordion King and his quartet were acclaimed by the most austere critics for their recent Carnegie Hall concert. In it, they ranged from Handel to Handy, from Bach to the blues. Charles Magnanti and his accordion quartet now play for us Bach's Little Fugue in G minor. Thank you. Here they are, Charles Magnante, Joe Biviano, Gene Von Halberg, and Abe Goldman, assisted by Paul Prince and his string bass, all soloists in their own right. They play now a medley of George Gershwin tunes. And an encore.
Charles Magnanti and his accordion quartet playing Magnanti's own Accordiana. Good businessmen know that the product which wins satisfied customers is the product which lives up to the claims made for it. The advertisers whose programs you hear through the NBC networks know that the most effective and most profitable advertising, the kind of advertising that helps to improve business, is the advertising to which you listen. Therefore, in the interests of the listening audience, your interests, as well as in the interests of our advertisers, all the advertising announcements on our programs are carefully scrutinized so that we may be sure that they are clear and informative, that they are perfectly fair statements, and above all, that they are in good taste. Our advertisers and their advertising agencies cooperate with us in maintaining these standards because they value your confidence and goodwill. In return, they ask for a few minutes of your attention to their advertising messages. Your purchases of their products enable advertisers to support and make possible the entire American system of broadcasting. Frank Black conducts the Magic Key Orchestra in his own symphonic impression of that favorite in romantic rhythm, Deep Purple. annals of the American theater, J. Hartley Manner's delightful comedy, Peg o' My Heart, has a unique position. Its star, Lorette Taylor, now appearing in Manhattan's popular revival of Outward Bound, played in it 2 years in New York and a year in London, leaving warm memories of a fine performance and an endearing personality. The Magic Key presents a scene from Peg o' My Heart with Eloise Sheldon and starring Lorette Taylor.
The same age, in the same house, the same color. Although I'm more red than blonde.
You're certainly very red.
Oh, Ethel, my heart is so sick for company. Can't I talk to you a bit?
I don't suppose I can stop you.
Don't be walking about like a caged lioness. Come here and sit down. Come on now.
Oh, all right.
Now, are you expecting anyone?
Yes. Mr. Brent?
That's what I thought.
Have you any objection?
Ethel, would you like to hear about my life?
Not particularly.
Well, I'll tell you anyhow.
Oh.
Do sit down, Ethel. Sure, let me take up your time until that Mr. Brent does appear.
Oh, very well.
That's right. Now, have your cigarette. Here's a match. It's nice to see you smoking. You look more calm.
What about your life? For instance, what does that father of yours do? Get that off your mind. I have nothing else to amuse me until Mr. Brent does appear.
Well, my father can do anything at all except make money. And when he does make it, he can't keep it. He doesn't like money. Neither do I.
Really?
Really. I've never had much to like, but I've seen others around us with plenty, and we've been the happiest.
Really?
Really. That's what we have. And we were. When times were the hardest, I never heard a word of complaint from my father or saw a frown on his face. Sure, we were more like boy and girl together than father and daughter. And I'm sick for the sight of him. And I'm sure he is for me, for his Peg o' My Heart, as he always called me. I wish I was back home.
Don't do that.
I don't. I don't cry very often. My father never made me. I never saw him cry but twice in my life. Once, when he made a little money, and we had a mass said for my mother's soul, and we had the most beautiful candles lit on Our Lady's altar. And the second time when I left him to come here, he laughed and joked with me up to the last minute, and when the ship swung away from the dock, he just broke down and sobbed like a little child. My Peg, he kept saying, my little Peg. Sure, I wanted to get off that ship and go to him. But the ship had started, you see, Ethel, and I don't know how to swim. I cried myself to sleep that night. I'm not going to be happy here. I only came here because my father thought it would be for my good. And they wouldn't make a lady out of me if I can help it. You know, you can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. That's what my father always said. And that's what I am, Ethel. I'm a sow's ear.
Oh, you're a funny little thing, bristling with long sentences.
Well, you're funny yourself, bristling with only the sentences that will use you. But sure, I'm glad the laughter is not dead in you, like it is everybody else in this house. Where are you going now?
Out.
Sure, I'll go out too.
Will you stop following me about?
No. I followed everybody else in this house. Your mother, who pretends I don't exist, your brother, who keeps turning and saying that funny woman's voice of his. For the love of heaven, will you keep them under my feet? Your butler, who dismissed me with Miss Margaret O'Connell, although we know it's your money that keeps the aristocratic Chichesters alive. There was nothing to the will that said we had to hold converse with you. Then I followed the cook. I must say she was nice. She took a great fancy to my dog, Michael. And as he wouldn't go any place without me, we're both well looked after in the way of food. But, Ethel, food only fills the stomach. And there's an awful lot of you that's left that food doesn't satisfy. And well, you know that.
Exactly what do you mean?
I mean exactly Mr. Brent.
Keep your impudent Irish tongue to yourself.
Don't leave here.
I intend to.
Don't leave here. Come back here this instant, Ethel. Come back, I say.
Oh, all right.
If you don't stay here, it's to Mr. Brent's wife I'm going, to tell her about you and him, or he. For the love of heaven, what's good, Gran? What does grammar matter when a man is almost to leave the woman he swore to cherish at the altar?
See here, Peg, don't concern yourself with other people's deficiencies. Look to your own.
Ethel, I've grown such a fondness for you. It seems you're lonely indeed, even though you're rich. And so am I. Do you realize what that will did to me life? It said I had to leave me father. Me father, who took me alive, baby, from its dead mother. Who fed me milk and sang me to sleep with Irish lullabies. Taught me my ABCs. Flowered me into my full 18 years. And then gave me up.
That's understandable to me.
But for what? For your family? To keep the Chichesters alive?
It was to give you culture, advantages that he could not.
And little did he know what he was sending me into. A woman like your mother, who thinks the world is bound round by method. Your brother, who doesn't know whether he's here or there. And you, Ethel, that totes around a bit of white fluff called a dog. Sure, that dog could never be president of the United States. If you had a baby, it might be.
You're very fond of your pup, Michael, aren't you?
Sure, I'm fond.
If I try to go out that door, will you again make a ridiculous scene?
That I will. And go to Mrs. Brent, I will.
Don't you know, Peg? Being Mrs. doesn't give you title to any man.
Sure, I know that. But if he wasn't good enough for a trusting soul like hers, what will he do for an empty one like yours?
Really, Peg, do you realize what you're saying?
No, I never realize what I'm saying. I only know that I have to say it.
And if I leave now, you'll make a scene.
That I will.
Why?
Because I have a fondness for you. Don't look so silent, Ethel.
I hate scenes. Life should go quietly. Don't you even know that, Peg?
Oh, Ethel, I know that sure enough.
Well, let me leave this room without you screaming to the heavens that I should not leave this room.
I feel you can leave whenever you want to. But then I'll just go to Mrs. Brent.
Do as you please, but I'm leaving.
Ethel, wait. I see I'll have to tell you about Mr. Brent.
What about Mr. Brent?
No, I'll tell you. He took me out to see the roses. And it was a bit of luck that I'm a strong, healthy Irish girl. I escaped his arms with all of myself intact, but not until he'd put a slippery kiss on my lips. Ethel. He's a dodger with the woman. And one woman is as good another to him.
You cheat. Cheat. You liar.
Now, that's something I'm not. I may not have your grace or charm, Ethel, but there's one thing I'm not, and that's liar. Go away with Mr. Brent and lose him to the first cheap woman he sees. And here's a letter he wrote me, and I hope it chokes you to read it.
Peg, if you tell Ethel about the garden episode, I'll disgrace you. The word of one's equals is always taken against the unknown and uncultured. Uncultured. Peg!
Is it calling me you are now?
Come here.
Yes, Ethel.
You wouldn't lie to me about him. I love him, Peg. I don't care what happens to the Chichester name. I just love him.
That's very sad, Ethel. When love walks in, it should be a festival. Never should it be a funeral. There's a piece of poetry my father brought me up on, and it went something like this. If it's a little love, pass it by.
Mr. Brent.
My father said, if it's a little love, pass it by.
Mr. Brent.
I'm not at home.
That's another thing your father taught me. Words that make history. Give me liberty or give me death. All men are created equal. And now you say, I'm not at home.
For your summer weekends and vacation, be sure to get one of the new portable RCA Victrolas and take your favorite music with you wherever you go. RCA Victrola U50 combines both radio and record reproduction in a smart airplane cloth carrying case. This compact instrument operates on 110-volt AC current and will play 10-inch or 12-inch records with the lid closed. Its crystal pickup is similar to those used in the best Victrolas to ensure really fine record reproduction. Its three-band radio brings in foreign as well as domestic broadcasts. RCA Victrola U50 sells for $69.95 FOB Camden, New Jersey. Similar in appearance, but for records only, is the RCA Victrola Portable O50, priced at only $49.95 FOB Camden, New Jersey. And, of course, there are these ever-popular favorites, the spring-wound portable RCA Victrolas, which require no electric current. It's a new model, all dressed up in airplane cloth, which actually sells for only $11.95 FOB Camden, New Jersey. Its special composition horn provides fine volume and surprisingly faithful record reproduction. Ask your RCA Victor dealer to show you how inexpensive it is to take your music with you with a new portable RCA Victrola. Frank Black and the Magic Key Orchestra have just played Heat Wave by Irving Berlin. RCA Institutes, one of the services of the Radio Corporation of America, is a technical school open to the public and offers courses in all technical branches of the radio art. New classes of the summer term will begin on Monday, May 29th. And applications for enrollment are now being accepted. Schools are maintained in New York City and in Chicago. family of RCA invites you to tune in again at this same time next week for another full hour of radio entertainment. Headliners of next week's bill, Ruth Chariton, star of the legitimate stage and motion pictures. That popular young singer of popular songs, Joan Edwards. Rhythms from Down in Dixie by the Southerners. A special tribute to Memorial Day and Frank Black conducting the Magic Key Orchestra. This is Ben Grauer speaking for all the services of the Radio Corporation of America and saying that in radio and television, it's RCA all the way.
A selection Heat Wave heard on this program is from the production As Thousands Cheer. This is the National Broadcasting Company.